tuning into Dr. Gina's radio chat. You guys, I am double booked. I am so sorry, you guys. I got through doing a crusade in Pakistan, and now they're serenading me right now. I don't know if you can hear it in the background. These little young, precious, beautiful children in Pakistan are actually singing a welcoming song to me, and I hate that I can't see it, but I know that they're posting it. I mean, they're recording it, so later on I'll be able to post it. But it's so beautiful. They're so cute. All right, you guys, I'm so glad to be here today at Dr. Gina's radio chat, of course. You guys, I love you. Every Wednesday we are live right here, and you know you can go on Google Play and say, hey, Google, play Gina's radio chat, and you'll get right here. Or you can go on Alexa and say, Alexa, play BBS Radio station number 1, and you can get it that way as well. Or you can download the app, BBS Radio app, and you can just take us in your phone everywhere you go at every given time, and you can listen to archives and all of that great stuff. You guys, I don't have time to do the weather today, but let me just tell you this, that no matter what's going on in your nation, continent, or city or state, a lot is going on, a lot of things are happening, but no matter what's going on weather-wise or circumstances or whatever it may be, God is still in control, and God has the final say, and he loves you so much, you guys. I'm telling you, God is so good. We're going to take a break from our sponsor, then we'll be right back with Ministerial Moment, and then we got my guest, Larry Hutch, and we have Gina G with the Trinity and Jeffrey Hill with Financial Five. We'll be right back after this sponsorship break.
Would you like to find a wig that looks natural and fits you? Find it at La Host Hair and Wig. La Host, your full-service wig boutique with high-quality wigs and products at affordable prices. Hundreds of options to choose from, personally styled to fit you. Plus, drop off your wig, we'll wash it and style it all in the same day.
I'm a veteran.
I'm a survivor.
Call today and find out how they receive their free wigs.
Look and feel your best with a wig from La Host Hair and Wig.
All right, so we're back. And listen, you can go and follow, La Host Hair and Wig. You can follow them, and let me give you their information so you can go ahead and get connected with them, because that's always a plus, you guys. You want to stay connected with them because they run deals and stuff all the time. And they are actually, the phone number is 248-546-4247. And their website is www.lehosthair.com. www.lehosthair.com. That's La Host Hair and Wigs. All right, you guys, as I'm still listening to these sweet babies do their, oh my God, you should see this, y'all. It is so beautiful. Oh my goodness, this is so beautiful. Oh, I wish you guys could see this. Oh, I normally don't do stuff like this, but you know what? I had to do this because we're running into each other's situation, the show and with this crusade. And I'm telling you, people's lives are changing. Pakistan is really moving. God is moving in Pakistan. A revival is definitely destined to be there. And it's just such an honor. It was over 200 people plus there. Over 200 plus people that were there. And they really, really, really were just so hungry for God. It was just a beautiful setup. God really did a great job. It's just such an honor to serve in Pakistan that way. And just to see them doing so much is such a blessing. And so I'm just so thankful to be, like I said, a part of that, to serve. You never know what God is going to do, you guys. I wouldn't have never known. I started praying for the different countries that God had led me to pray for through the Holy Spirit. And just all of a sudden, just doors started opening in these areas. And so I am really, really thankful and extremely blessed to be a part of any crusade anywhere. And it's just one door after another opening up, and just little old me from Detroit. Who would have known, you know? I'm just telling you, for such a time as this, you just never know where the ministry will take you, where the gospel of Jesus Christ can take you. You just have to be willing, and you just have to surrender everything and let him move you by his spirit. spirit. That's all I can say. And it's not easy. Sometimes the unknown is scary, and sometimes the unknown is difficult to conceive because you don't know. It's nothing to conceive because you don't know. But I can tell you one thing for sure. You can always count on God. He will always lead you in what he's predestined for your life. It's already been planned. So he knows everything that is coming up against him, as well as he knows of every victory that you will have. And all you have to do is focus on the God of victory, the God that loved you so much that he gave up his only begotten son, the same God that created Jesus, and the fact that he bore all our sins, that Jesus gave his life and sacrificed for our iniquities and for our sins. And that even on top of that, by his stripes, we are healed. Not only are we redeemed, but we're healed. Not only are we redeemed and healed, but he intercedes for us. He advocates for us. Not only that, but he left us a comforter, a helper, a teacher, Holy Spirit. There's more for us than there is ever against us. So we don't ever have to fear anything, because God's plan will manifest. The word says that he will never, his word will not return to him void. And also it says that even though you may not look like what's been predestined for you, you know, because of situations and traumas and everything that's happened since your birth up until now, no matter what you've gone through, God can complete, and he will complete the work that he's already started. And not only is it just the work, it's a good work. His hands is good on you. And let me tell you something else. The Bible says that he presents you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. So he is joyful about that thing. He is joyful about seeing you through the blood of Jesus Christ. He don't just see you raw and just all of your afflictions and all of your transgressions and every mistake and every thought that you make. He sees you through the power of that blood of Jesus. He sees you right through the purity of that blood. He sees you right through the cleansing of that blood. He sees you right through the power of that blood. And he sees that the holiness of that blood. He sees you through the righteousness of that blood. So I want you to be encouraged. Here I am, and I'm just sharing this. Not only was Dr. Gina's radio chat, and then the Keys Against the Enemy on Charisma Podcast, or the two books, or any of that, but now look at where God, by his spirit, is leading me now to see the miracles and see him move in other countries right from my hometown. I mean, and so I can only think that things are just continue to go, and I am so honored and so blessed. I give him all the glory and honor. It's nothing that I did. All I did was say okay and submit and surrender. All I did was fight every day. I picked up my cross and I fight every day. It's not just one day. It's not once a month. It's not because I want a car. It's not because I want a house. You have to want nobody or nothing but him, and trust that everything that you need, everything you want, everything that you desire in your heart is going to come from him. He is the tree and we are the branches. We have to look at it like that. To give, to move, to have, we have to stay connected to him. This is your season right now. I know everything looks chaotic and everything is going crazy, but remember, the Israelites were saved in chaos. They were transitioned in chaos. No matter what, David was appointed king in chaos. Come on, somebody. Jesus and people were saved in chaos because of his death. And I'm just telling you, it doesn't matter what's going on. God is still in control. All right, I love you so much. We're going to take a commercial break, and then we got Pastor Larry Hutch joining us, and I'm so excited about that. We're talking about his brand new book, and it is good. All right, talk to you in a minute.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you, and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle, and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Have you heard about the Life in the Spirit devotionals? Life in the Spirit is a collection of teaching devotionals that shatters the work of the enemy who attempts to hold you back from reaching your full potential. The first set is called the Solid Rock Series. These four devotionals help you build a strong foundation to stay rooted and grounded in Christ. You'll learn what it means to be a child of God, how to have the faith that moves mountains, how you can experience true freedom in Christ, and how to step into your purpose and destiny. The second set is called the Holy Spirit Series. These four devotionals help you build an intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit. You'll be guided into encounters with the Holy Spirit, learn to go deeper into His presence, understand and receive the Holy Spirit baptism, and learn to war powerfully in the Spirit. You get all 8 devotionals from Life in the Spirit for only $30 plus free shipping. Save 80% now with this special offer. Go to lifeinthespiritbooks.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
This is Joanna Beck, and we just gave you a strong, powerful vision and word from the Lord. And now you're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Hallelujah. Pastor Larry, welcome to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, dear. I am so honored to be with you. I was listening to you guys before we came on, and what an anointing there is on your program. It is an honor to be with you.
Wow. God bless you, Prophet. That is so awesome for you to say. So you have this new book, and I'm so excited about it, The 7 Living Prophecies. Okay, what Israel and these end time prophecies have to do with you? That's what the book is called. Tell us about it.
Well, let me tell you first of why I wrote it. And the beginning of the story sounds bad, but the end of it is giving God tremendous glory and honor. Long story short, Dr. Gina, about a year and a half ago, we were in Jerusalem, and I got a phone call from a lady. We were there for the moving of the American embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, and I was invited by our government and the Israeli government because of our work we do with Israel and with the White House. Anyway, we were at a dinner after the celebration of moving the embassy. And I was with some folks from Israel government. I was with some folks from American government. And this one man from D.C.'s phone rings. It's his wife. And she says, I know you guys are real busy, but I can't go to bed. God gave me a word for Pastor Larry. And so we put her on the phone. And she said, I don't know what this means, but God told me to tell you right now. I couldn't wait till tomorrow. Right now, the lion will roar from Jerusalem. And we said, okay, so we figured it had to do with Israel and with Jerusalem. About 2 minutes later, Dr. Gina, my son called from here in Texas, in Dallas, and he said, Dad, we don't know what's wrong, but we're taking Lion, who is our 7-month-old grandson then, we're taking him to the hospital. Something's not right. Long story short, by the time we got back, they diagnosed him with a very rare type of leukemia that they later told us no child they've ever treated has survived this kind of leukemia. During that, my wife, Tiz, got ovarian cancer, if you can believe it, and gave her about 3 months to live. So we're in the middle of this with no chance on one end, no chance on the other end. Our grandson, God gave our grandson, they called us back in about 3 weeks later and said, listen, we tested this 30 times, and we called the 6 heads of children's cancer around the world.
Wow.
Before we called you in. Lion has a gene that there is no medical history anywhere in the world of a child his age having this. And long story short, it took him this positive gene. They started calling it the lion gene or the God gene. And it took him from they've never had a child survive to, they said, 95% survival. Well, here we are almost 2 years later, and he's 100% cancer-free. They checked my wife and said, we know you have this gene. It's good, this bad gene. It's going to pass on to your children. And there's no way we can treat it. They checked her and said, we can't find the gene. The doctor said, no, I know it's in there. We're going to check again. Long story short, they came back and they said, it's not there. this makes no sense. And so here we are a year and a half out of that. Tiz is totally cancer-free. And
wow.
So in this, God spoke to me, and during this time, I mean, can you imagine getting reports like this, and there's nothing man can do? And God spoke to me, and he said, Larry, he said, everybody talks about what I used to do.
Everybody talks
about what I'm going to do. But he said, look at the prophecies that are proven beyond the shadow of a doubt that we are right now living in that messianic era in which God opens the windows of heaven and pours out signs and wonders and miracles. And so a good friend of mine, Jonathan Kahn, we were having dinner, and he said, Larry, you got to write a book on this. And so, number one, the book is about seven prophecies that prove to everybody that we're in that end time in which Jesus said, I will pour out my spirit. But along with that, Dr. Gina, I put in a lot of teaching with each prophecy concerning, as Christians, reconnecting to the mysteries of our Jewish roots. There are things that we did, that we've learned as we've been teaching the Jewish roots of our faith for over 25 years, of wrapping our child in the tallit. When the woman said, if I could touch the hem of his garment, I know that I'd be made whole. Well, what does that mean? And so, long story short, we give these prophecies that show people that we are right now, in the greatest time of God pouring out his spirit in signs and wonders and miracles. This is what we've been waiting for. And then I put in there also instruction on things that we don't necessarily understand as Gentiles. You know, one of the great rabbinical prophecies, Dr. Gina, is in the last days, God was open our eyes. And one of the great Rabbi Schneerson, who's gone on to be with the Lord, he said, the Messiah, his last speech, he said, the Messiah is ready to come. But one thing has to happen first. The Gentiles will begin to understand the Jewish roots of their religion. And when they do, at first people will say, why are you doing this? And then God will bless these people, these Christians, so greatly, it will get the world's attention. And that's why we wrote this book, to let people know, no matter, you know, just think, Dr. Gina, I can say to anybody right now that no matter what you're facing, not just because I read it, but because we've experienced it twice in the last year and a half, God can do something for you right now that no one has ever heard of before. We're living in a time of miracles beyond anything the church has ever seen, and these seven prophecies prove it.
Well, I just want to say this. I believe everything you're saying. I just want clarity. I'm gonna play the listener for a second, because I'm in line with what you're saying, but they might have some questions that I feel like I need to ask you. So, for instance,
you bet.
Like when you say, you know, we need to learn how the Israel roots and their, you know, their blade. And you're talking about traditions and the feast and things like that, right?
Right.
Okay.
Absolutely. Let me give you a quick example. And that's brilliant that, Dr. Gina, you brought that up. When we read Malachi 3, every one of us reads Malachi 3, where God says, I will open the windows of heaven and pour you out such a blessing there won't be room enough to receive it. Well, how do we get those windows open? The Lord says in Malachi chapter 3, return unto me and I'll return unto you. And I know you know this, but to make it clear for your readers, when was Malachi written? Malachi was written when Israel just came out of Babylonian captivity. They're meeting back, they're all back in Jerusalem. All the prophets, all the sages, all the leaders of Judaism are meeting. They're praying. They said, God, our enemy keeps defeating us. What do we need to do so that our enemy doesn't defeat us anymore? They just came back from Babylon. And God says, return unto me. That word return in Hebrew is the word teshuvah. return unto me, and I, when you return to me, then I, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Sitkenu, Jehovah Makedesh, I will return to you. They said, Lord, how do we return? We know the answer, but we don't know the revelation of it. Most Christians don't. God says, in your tithe and your offering. Well, we know what a tithe is, but we think an offering is something on top of the tithe. But you got to understand, these are Jewish people. They understand words and phrases that, unless we've studied, we don't understand. When God says offerings besides, they know exactly what he's talking about. The reason they were put into Babylonian captivity is because they quit trusting God. They had their houses were built, their land was flourishing, their crops were flourishing, their herds were flourishing, kind of where America is right now. And they were saying, you know what, we don't really need God anymore. And so they quit. The Bible says three times a year, you come before the Lord and you don't come empty-handed. And when you come, and this is Passover, this is Pentecost, this is Feast of Tabernacles, three times a year. And when you do that, rabbinical teaching is, when you do that these three times a year, God opens the windows of heaven. The windows of heaven aren't just hanging over us, waiting to open. The windows of heaven pass by, like Bartimaeus, when Jesus was passing by blind Bartimaeus. Jesus never came that way again, but Bartimaeus sees that window of opportunity. So when we begin, one of the things that, I'll give you an example. We have a couple in our church. He did two stints in prison. He's been with us now for 15 years, and he started building a business off of the principle of the windows of heaven being opened up, and his business is worth now, and I won't get into details, but millions of dollars. And the reason is because these revelations, one of the things, Dr. Gina, we hear people say all the time is, the truth will set you free. That's not what the scripture says. It says the truth you know. When you know this truth, when you own this truth, then that truth will set you free. And so I wrote this to let people know that we are living right now. And I heard right before we came on, we are in a time of chaos. But like you said, or whoever was speaking, God birthed Israel in a time of chaos.
Yeah.
And that's what God is getting ready to do. Birth the miracle, open windows of heaven into people's lives. And all they have to do is know it. And that's why we wrote the book.
Well, listen, I love it. Now, this is what I want the listeners to know, too. I don't believe God is asking us to make booths. I don't believe God is asking us, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't believe he's asking us to go back to the law. That's what I'm saying.
No.
We have to respect the law, but I don't believe that he's asking us to be like the Jews, but we do need to learn where our heritage come from, and our heritage started with the Jews. Is that a good summary?
Well, yeah. And that's a great way to put it, Dr. Gina. And let me explain it this way. It's not legalism to lay hands on the sick.
Yes.
But when we lay hands on the sick, God honors our obedience to the word. It's not legalism to anoint someone with oil. That's not Old Testament, although it came from the Old Testament. That anointing someone with oil is us activating our faith according to God's word. That's the same thing. Like when the woman touched the hem of his garment, when she touched Jesus' prayer shawl, his tallit. When you look at a tallit, you know, Jesus said, when I see you in the secret place, I will reward you openly. The Bible says in Psalms, God dwells in the secret place. Well, just think about that. Jesus said, when I see you in the secret place, what is the secret place? The secret place is the very thing the woman with the issue of blood, who had tried everything, said, if I could touch the hem of his garment. In Hebrew, your prayer shawl, your tallit, not legalism, is a secret place. Well, I was doing a television program, and he was asking me about the prayer shawl and the woman who touched the hem of his garment on another book I wrote. And I said, what do you think it means when the Lord said, when you go into your prayer closet? And he's a very famous man, and he said, oh, my gosh. He said, they didn't have closets in those days. I said, no, this is why I write these things, so we can understand. And let me say this real quick. Can you imagine coming home and hearing the doctor saying on your grandson, on your wife, no chance? Well, the Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So we can pray. We can say, by his stripes we're healed. But the enemy is bombarding you, your mind, the spirit of your mind, with all these statistics. But when you take a tallit, a prayer shawl, and you cover your head and you close the doors, ancient Jewish wisdom says, the enemy is not allowed to come and speak.
Come
to your
mind.
Because you know when you're double, do you understand? It's not legal.
I understand, because listen, in this season during this pandemic, now I've been in ministry for 18 years. I mean, full time ministry, but I've always prayed. That's how I learned, is the foundation is prayer. If you don't know, now you know. That's your foundation is the word of God and prayer. It go hand in hand. That's how you move. That's how you build your foundation with your relationship with God,
absolutely,
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So let me just say this. It wasn't until, I don't remember how I used to pray before, but I know it was good for that season. But in this season, I know for a fact that I've been covering my head. It just was led to just do it. And I'm telling you, there is something to that. And I've been doing it now for the last 8 months, since we've been in pandemic. And I can't even pray without it. Like, it's just like I feel naked. I have to cover my head.
There you go. All right. Now, see, that's not legalism. That's revelation.
Yeah.
That's revelation. It's legalism. You know, the word, the law in Greek means legalism. The word law in Hebrew means guidance or direction. So when God is speaking to you, Dr. Gina, to cover your head, why is he saying to do that? You're already covered by Jesus. You're already covered by our Holy Father. Why is he saying to do this? This is revelation that God has given you. When you go in, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways, a man of two minds. So you're praying about the pandemic. We're praying about Tiz's cancer, Lion's cancer. We're praying about our economy. And we're saying, Lord, by his stripes we're healed, or whatever scripture. But the enemy is bombarding our mind, making us double-minded. But the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty in God. These are spiritual. It's spiritual to anoint someone with oil. It's spiritual to lift your hands up and praise God. It's spiritual to lay hands on the sick. It's spiritual to cover your head and close the door, because ancient Jewish wisdom tells us when you shut the door. Let me give this real quick here to you. Why did the woman say, if I could touch the hem of his garment, I know that I'd be made whole? If you look at a Jewish prayer shawl, a tallit, you have the big part of the material. This is your private prayer closet. This is your personal holy of holies that you go in and close the door to seek God. On the four corners of every prayer shawl, every tallit, are these knots that represent the promises of God, the word
exactly
of God. So you have the word of God, you have your prayers. On each corner is a little square. The woman said, if I could touch the hem, but look at your Bible. Most of them say in parentheses, it's not hem, it's wing. That little corner that connects your prayers to the promises of God is called a wing. Why did the woman say, if I could touch the wing of his garment? Because look at Malachi. In Malachi, that God says, when the Messiah comes, he'll come with healing in his wings. In other words, when the Messiah comes, he will take your personal prayers and he will connect them to the promises of God, which were logos. But when Jesus came, it went from logos to rhema. It is supernatural weapons of our warfare. And no chance for my grandson, no chance for my wife. And God turned that totally around. And we wanted to share. And it's true, whether it's your health, your family, your finances, whatever it is, we serve a God that in these last days he's revealing to us the mysteries of the kingdom, because the weapons of our warfare, they are mighty. We're just now learning really how to go to that next level of warfare.
And I love this. Everything you're saying, I'm in such agreement with it. I don't even have a lot to even add into other than please listen to. I hope you're taking notes, and I hope you're listening, because he is on it. Okay. What I want to add, though, is just the one thing about the how we are. I think we're the fear of the unknown about when you said we believe him to do something and we know that he's done something. But I think that it's a sense of either the not feeling worthy because we don't know who we are, that we know that we are in the right now thing. Like, we are in the days of Paul and Peter. These are the last days that we can see the dead raised, but we have to know who we are. I give an example, like what God has given me now is with Paul. Paul was so, like, he knew who he was. That's why he was so frustrated when he said, I do the things that I don't want to do, and the things I want to do, I don't do. Like, he was so frustrated because he finally came into this place, I believe, of knowing who he was. And he was like, well, wait a minute. Why am I still thinking, doing, acting certain things when I know that I'm a servant of the Most High, that I know
Absolutely.
That I saw Jesus? You know what I'm saying? So if you've seen him move, then you got to know that you are his son. You are his king. You are joint heirs to the kingdom. And that right now, in the midst of it all, we can see him move. So
Dr. Gina, the Bible says you and I are more than conquerors. Now think about that. We are more than conquerors. How can we be more than conquerors? Because greater is he that's in you. You know, I don't know if you know my testimony, but, you know, before I became a Christian 40-something years ago, I had a ranch in Columbia, South America. I was a drug smuggler. I was a drug addict. They told my mom, I was using heroin and cocaine sometimes 10, 12 times a day. And my mom told my mother, who just turned 93, told my wife several years ago, she said, we never thought we'd see Larry alive. Because the world says once a junkie, always a junkie. The world says you can't quit. The world says you'll never change. The world says your husband, your kids, your family, they'll never change. That's what the world says. But the word says, who the Son sets free shall be free indeed. And so one of the most important things is that to walk in the miracle power of God is, as you said, understand who you are in Christ Jesus. I had one time when we were pastoring our first church, this guy would come, and our first church many, many, many years ago in Santa Fe, New Mexico, was a shut-down liquor store down in the hood where all the gangs were. And we saw 6,000 kids come to the Lord in 3 years. And when we first opened that, though, I mean, this is in the hood. This is the reason that place was shut down is somebody tried to rob it and two people were shot. I mean, this is in the hood. And this guy would stand in the back and he'd look at me every Sunday for about 3 weeks. And one day I told somebody, keep singing. I ran out the door after him. And we're in this little liquor store. And I went after him, and I said, sir, can I talk to you? And he turns around. I've never seen this man before. And he says, you have no right to preach the gospel. And he began to name things in my past that only God, me, and the devil knew.
Wow.
And he walked away, and I could hear him singing in there. We're 3 weeks old. The church is 3 weeks old. And I feel this, man, if people knew, really knew where I came from. And God spoke to me, Dr. Jeannie, and said, don't you ever allow the devil to pull up what has been buried by the blood of my son.
What?
Don't you
Jesus.
Ever allow him to bring up your past. You never look back. You only look forward. And it's so important. And when people see these prophecies, Dr. Gina, they realize not only where we are, but who we are. In the power of a living God, we serve a mighty God. And every one of you, are joint heirs with Christ Jesus in the inheritance of God's blessings.
I wish I can have you on every week for the next few weeks. I mean, you got
Let's
to come back on, Pastor Larry. You got to come on because we have so much in common with that. And I'm telling you, even just today, the enemy was trying to remind me of my past, coming from 20 years of smoking crack off and on, a stripper, a prostitute, so many things.
Yep.
And to be able to minister salvation and healing in Pakistan and have like a crusade. I mean, you coming from the streets, you know what I'm saying, to that. It's like,
I know what you're saying.
So, of course, he was in my ear, like, who do you think you are? And so when you said that, I was like, look at God. I mean, it's just such confirmation of that's when you know who you really are, is when the enemy tries to tell you all your bad stuff, all of the things from your past. He tried to conquer that up in your new place and your new faith and your new and fresh trust in God. He's going to try to bring up all of those things. But that is a lie. Okay. God said he would complete
the
work.
You know what, Dr. Gina, let me give you a word, and whoever else is listening that's maybe gone through a lifestyle that you and I have gone through. The Bible says he who is forgiven much loveth much. In other words, every person needs the forgiveness of the Lord. Every person needs the blood of Jesus. But I'm going to tell you something. A lot of people, you know, God did not make me a drug addict. God did not make me a drug dealer. But what Satan meant for evil, God will use it for good. And I've talked to people from the Oval Office in the White House to prison cells, whether it's them or somebody that they know. And the devil will tell you, you know what? You're worthless. You're nothing. But God chooses the foolish, Dr. Gina. God chooses the foolish to confound the wise. Because when God uses people like all of us who came from the streets, everybody knows that when God does miracles, it is because of him. And we give him all the praise and all the glory. And so don't you ever let the devil, you know, King David said, Lord, remind me of the pit from which I was dug. And I relish that. I relish that, you know, I just received the, from this nation of Israel, I just received one of the top 50 most influential people in the world for the nation of Israel.
Sucks.
In January, I received the Lifetime Achievement Award from the government of Israel, which is the highest award they can give to anybody outside of the nation of Israel. Several months ago, I was called to the White House to advise our government and other governments my opinion on the nation of Israel and the peace policy. And while I'm sitting there, and you can relate to this, Dr. Gina, but I want everybody to listen. While I'm sitting there in my suit with my tie and my French cuffs, under those shirts, my arms are full of tattoos. My arms are full of old scars from the needles, and I can't help but sit there and just worship God, thinking,
I went
from a drug addict to being able to sit with leaders of nations. And that's why the enemy would fight you, Dr. Gina. That's why the enemy will tell you. He's going to tell you, who do you think you are? And I'll tell you what I tell him when he says that to me. I'll tell you who I am. I am a blood-stained joint heir with Christ Jesus. And that's a word for everyone. When you look at your past, you need to look at it and just say, you know what? It is because of the miracle. And you know, let me tell you one more thing. God didn't make me a drug addict or a drug dealer, but I can't tell you over the years how many hundreds of thousands of people I've had the privilege of praying for, either them or for praying for them, for their children who are drug addicts or who are addicted to something. And they can look at me, not because they're reading it in black and white, but they're seeing it in the flesh. The world says you'll never change, but the word says, who the Son sets free shall be free indeed.
I got to get your everybody got to get your information. Tell everybody where they can follow you. We're going to book you again. You got to come back. So we're going to figure out.
You just call,
but please tell everybody where they can follow you on social media.
You can see it. We're on every day on Daystar Television. It's called Larry and Tiz, T-I-Z Huck. And we're on some other networks, but we're on every day around the world. You can go to Larry Huck, H-U-C-H Ministries, or you can go to New Beginnings. We're right here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. You can get our book in any of the bookstores. It's in every bookstore around the country and around the world. And let me just say, Dr. Gina, I feel a kindred spirit with you. And I know I'm not here to talk about my book, but let me tell you something. Go get them, girl. Go out there, because when God has touched somebody like you, nobody can stop you. And let me say that to everybody out there. Maybe you're looking at, maybe you have children, or maybe you have a loved one that's, it looks like, how in the world could God ever reach them? Let me tell one more story before you go, just for the encouragement of people who they need someone saved. I had 7 federal warrants out from my arrest. I've been living in Colombia, South America. I've been smuggling drugs. And I found out that there were 7 federal warrants out for my arrest. They arrested a bunch of my friends, and I ran. And I tell people, I ran from Missouri to Arizona. And I tell people, I ran from the long arms of the law right into the strong arms of the Lord.
Hey.
And I'm sitting on my porch, tattoos, earrings, long hair. This was 40 years ago. And a young man walking across the street. I'm smoking a joint. And he keeps walking back and forth, and I think he's going to come up and ask me to buy some drugs. And finally, I see him, takes a deep breath. He turns around and walks up to me, and I think he's going to ask me to buy. And he walks up to me and he said, "I've never done this before, but I couldn't leave until I told you. Jesus Christ is who you're looking for." Now, this guy didn't know me from Adam. And I said, "Well, what about this, and what about this, and what about this?" He said, "I don't know." He said, "All I know is 3 days ago I was a drug addict. And some guys grabbed me and pulled me in the back of a van and prayed with me." Here he is, 3 days old, little young Mexican guy. He's my hero, Bill Trujillo. He's with the Lord. And he kept coming over to my house and coming over to my house. And I was living with 2 girls, and both of them became pastors' wives eventually. And I walked into this church of about 50 people. And no shoes on, no shirt on, big poncho, long hair, earrings, and tattoos. And that day, and they showed a movie called The Gospel Road. And I saw Jesus dying on the cross in Calvary. And then he was dying on the cross, but this time was on the streets of New York. And then he was dying on the cross, but this time was the streets of L.A. And I knew nothing about religion, nothing about the Bible. And
yeah.
I knew that's what I was looking for. And I'll end with
this.
Somehow, I don't even remember how I had happened. I don't know how I got to the front, but I was at the front. And I looked so bad, needle marks up and down my arms.
Uh-huh.
I looked so bad. Nobody even came to. Everybody's praying for people. They skipped me. They told me later, they looked at me and said, "Well, he'll never make it." And that became my church. And nobody prayed for me. And I didn't know how to pray. And I said these words, "God, if you're real, be real to me." And boom, all of a sudden, 1,000,000 pounds lifted off my life. We're not talking about a religion, Dr. Gina, cannot change you and I.
It's nothing but that power, blood of Jesus, man. That move of the Holy Spirit. Listen, Pastor Larry, I want you to be back on. And heck, you don't even know, one day you might see me on Pastor Larry and Liz's show. But I want you to do me a favor. And can you do a drop for me when you get ready to go? Don't hang up. I want you to do a radio drop for me with producer Doug. Do you mind doing that for me?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, listen, this is Pastor Larry Hooch. Pastor Larry Huck, I'm so glad to have him on with us. You guys, we can go on and on with him. He's so amazing. This has been a great time with you. I'm so glad that you were able to join in. He's going to do a radio drop for us, so that's going to be really great. The 7 Living Prophecies, Larry Huck. You got to go get it right now. All right, Larry, thank you so much. Love you.
Love you, Gina. God bless.
Okay, well, go ahead, Jeff. What you got? Financial Five.
All right, this is the money tea, I guess. This is Jeff Hill, Hill Financial Group Incorporated, a wealth accumulation firm, and this is the Financial Five. First of all, shout out to President-elect Biden and VP-elect Harris. Good guys. What I would say is everything is on an upswing right now. I think there's a lot of enthusiasm, and the markets are kind of reflecting. A lot of times when you have a political climate like we've had, there's a lot of turmoil that happens within the stock market, but it did not react adversely as a lot of people prepared for, which is a good thing. Now, that doesn't mean we're going to finish the year out because, of course, Trump has vowed to kind of burn it down. I mean, he's doing everything he can to fight, and the longer he fights, the harder it is for people to understand what's going to happen next. But a couple of things I want you guys to look at. One thing, well, the first thing is Bitcoin. Bitcoin has been up. They're talking about Bitcoin might hit over 20,000 per coin before the end of the year. Now, I'm not saying you want to rush out and buy Bitcoin. If you don't quite understand cryptocurrency, don't do it. But it's something you should be paying attention to. It is the best performing asset class of the previous decade. So that says a lot about Bitcoin. S&P is up. The Dow Jones is up. There's banks that are still lowering interest rates. So this is a good time for you guys to be thinking about your 2021, but not just 2021. Think about what you want the next 3 to 5 years to look like financially and begin with the end in mind, okay? Now, if you're saying you want to get out of debt, can you refinance your mortgage and lower those monthly payments? Put that additional money into your debt. Do you want to stop contributing to your 401k right now and use that money to get rid of your debt? I've been doing a lot of that for my clients the last couple of months, and people have been reaching out to me like crazy saying, Jeff, listen, I really want to get a handle on this debt. Why are they doing that? Because this year a lot of people got rocked, okay? There's a lot of people who lost jobs, they lost money, they lost a lot of what they had been working hard for, and anytime any kind of a recession-like stuff happens, all it does is exposes the problems that you have in your life financially, and people are saying, you know what, I've forgotten about this. I forgot how bad and how quick things can happen. What can I be doing right now to prevent this from happening in the future? So finding where that missing money is. A lot of people have been able to save more money because the economy has been on a semi-shutdown, so you haven't been going to work as much. You haven't been eating out as much. You haven't been taking as many vacations, so you're sitting on a lot of cash right now. So let's look at how we can use this newfound money to infuse it into your life, to get rid of your debt, lower your expenses, and then power up your fortune from there. There's a lot of ways to do that, but that's what I'm here for. So as a financial advisor, my goal is to help you weather these storms and create a plan that you can follow. Not one of those you're only going to eat pork and beans and rice because that's cheap. Okay, I don't believe in that, because if you do that, you're only going to do it for maybe a month, and then you're going to say, you know what, I want steak, I want everything that I haven't been doing, and you're going to revert back to your old way. So let's look at how we can create a plan that you can actually follow, okay? So pay attention to what's happening in the news. Pay attention to what's happening in our economy, because there's a lot of things that are coming down the pipe, and we don't have enough time, but that's what I'm here for as a resource. If you want to connect with me, follow me on Instagram, HFG Inc. You can go to Hill Financial Group on Facebook, or you can always send me an email at jeff@thehillfinancialgroup.com. Anytime I'm on the show, there's always no cost or obligation for you to get questions answered and get a plan in place. I do not charge you guys for that as a favor for being a listener to the show. If you want to call and schedule an appointment, text me, 501-291-0708. That is a text-friendly line. And that's a call-friendly line, 501-291-0708.
Call and text. Okay, call and text.
Hey, Jeffrey, you can stay on while Gina gets a Trinity. You can stay on while Gina gets a Trinity. She said, Gina, it's a call-free line.
It's a call-free, text-free, just free. Just call Jeff for free.
Right. What's going on for you and me, Trinity, Gina G?
Well, Jeff. You know, Jeff always talk about that money. And let me tell you something, Jeff. These group of hospital workers got a sweet surprise. They won $6 million on the lottery on Halloween, you guys. Do y'all understand? Can you imagine all them times you just put your little $2 in on a lottery ticket and ain't win nothing? Can you imagine the time that somebody come in there and say, girl, we won? at $6 million?
Oh, wow.
I'm just telling y'all right now, I'm putting my $2 in to anybody. I'm going to pay my tithes and put my $2 in to the lottery because something going on. Somebody winning some money. Y'all know we got some good news. We already know about President-elect. We already know about Madam Vice President who's Indian and Jamaican. We know all about all of that already. So I'm going to move on to some news that you might not know. First class, Sydney Barber, y'all. She will be the first black woman to lead the U.S. Naval Academy student body. What
wow.
you say? When I tell y'all, look, sisters, I don't know what to tell y'all, but we winning right now, honey. It feels real good to have a little bit of melanin right now, okay? I feel real good to be the color of coffee with a little cream, okay? So, Sydney Barber, you guys, the first ever, it is 2020, people, and she's the first ever black woman to lead Academy student body. You guys already know that Trump is trying to block. He already refuses to accept his loss. We already know all that type of stuff. But some good, let me give you guys some good news before we go. This is a great story. There is a man who was the first person with Down syndrome, you guys, to complete an Ironman triathlon. Do y'all hear me?
Oh, wow.
I can barely run up the steps. But Chris Nix, y'all, achieved. He finished a 2.4-mile swim, 112-mile bike ride, a 26.2-mile run.
Wow.
Come on now, y'all. Can y'all... Let me tell you something. I'm tired just reading what he did. And he made history, you guys. The first person with Down syndrome to win an Ironman triathlon. So I'm going to end with that because that's on a good news. We just going to keep going higher, y'all. We going through some storms, but I'm telling y'all, the sun is going to shine at the end of it all. And that's all the tea and what she say I got for you because this is a good show and we ain't got time.
I loved it. Oh, God, Jeffrey, you did great. Your information was everything. And Gina, your trending topics was the bomb. And then Larry Hooch, you know, he was the bomb.
Oh,
I
man.
Keep calling
he
Hooch. Larry Huck, he was amazing. I mean,
amazing.
It's just been a great time. Jeffrey, you said you never even knew that I talked about drug addiction and all that stuff. You're the first to hear about that, huh?
Well, no, so I know you and I have talked about it, you know, in sidebar conversations, but I never heard you talk about it on air like that.
Oh, wow. Gina G.
We talk about it all the time, man. She is so transparent. She will let you know that don't worry about the little weed you were smoking, honey, because I have been through the fire, and I am here, and right. I'm delivered. She talk about it all the time.
But
that's
Pastor
good.
Larry's
no,
testimony was so good, wasn't
oh, it? Was
it?
Really
like, he
good.
Was really,
man.
He was giving
yeah.
us stuff, boy.
Yeah,
oh, yeah
he was.
Went in.
He was,
yes.
He's amazing. His story is amazing. He's got to come back because I'm sure he has so many more stories and so many,
oh,
you know,
yeah.
It seems like he's the type of guy that I can just listen to his stories, you know, and how his past and who he is today. So I think it was really, really good. You guys have a real lot in common. So you guys work really, really well together. Yeah, you guys talk really well together. It was good.
I think what we're going to have to do is have him on and we just have just like an open mic with us and just talk to him. You know what I'm saying? Just really
yeah.
just ask him questions and just let him go because, you know, that's what it was just good. It just went so well. I couldn't stop him because it was like one good story after another. I mean, you know,
right.
I don't know. I loved, I had to be delivered, but I love those like mafia stories, those drugs.
I know, me too.
A lot of stories. So when he said that, I was like, okay, I'm done. What else? I wanted to hear what he was saying because that's like my whole, that's like, I love those type of things. Like the Miami, all of that. I can't even think of their names. That's how delivered I've been. I used to know all of their names and everything. I don't know their names at all now. But anyway, just a good show. You guys always bring it. I love you guys so much from Pastor Doug to Jeff to Gina G. You guys, thank you for being such an amazing team right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I could not do it without you guys, and especially we couldn't do nothing without the Holy Ghost, and we can't do nothing without God. So I'm just so thankful that you guys are with us, and we make such a good team. And please go and call this man for free. Every line is for free.
Come on, text and call Jeffrey Hill. You hear me?
Jeff Hill Finances. Go ahead and get your free consultation on the free line that gets free texts and free.
I ain't never heard free calls. Right. I ain't never heard that before.
Look, they don't have no excuse. No excuse.
Reach him on WhatsApp too. He gave you the phone number. Can't they call you on WhatsApp? That's really free. Can't they call you on that?
Right. Well, you don't have to use no minutes or nothing.
Everything.
Yeah, he can give you free consulting
EBT,
all over the world, you guys. So you do
everything.
And I only have a couple of minutes to say this, but I have to thank the pastor, Softer. He put on a crusade today in Pakistan, and that's what I was doing earlier. I was running a little late with the show, only like a minute or like I think a minute. But the show was a minute late behind the starting because I was actually in Pakistan via internet and preaching at a crusade, and this was so amazing. I cannot wait to send you, to put the pictures up and the video and stuff, y'all. It was hundreds of people there. It was just, I'm just in awe at what God is doing, but I'm just so thankful. So I want to give a shout out to him and to the interpreter and to Rabina and everybody else. If you're listening from Pakistan, Stone Corner Church Ministries out in Pakistan, I'm getting calls from India. So God is just moving, y'all. So I'm excited about everything and just. Thank you guys for just being a part of Dr. Gina's radio chat and contributing all of your gifts, making us laugh, Gina G, with the trending topics, and then Jeff with your funny and your free and your consultation is always and of course producer/pastor Doug, we love you for what you do, my brother, and thank you all. Listen, this has been a great show. Thank you again to Pastor Larry Huck, and I meant that, Pastor, if you listening now, I'm expecting an invitation on your show now on Daystar. You done already said it now. You done said that you got a show, so I'm looking for that. Maybe we could be on there. Listen, we love you so much here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. We are loving you always right here. Until next time, bye-bye.